Hello, everyone. We are back with another episode of HFS Unfiltered. I'm Ashwin. I'm a practice leader with HFS, and I lead our IT services research and advisory. And today, we wanted to throw a spotlight on a very interesting AI-led transformation initiative undertaken by Penske Transportation Solutions in partnership with Hitachi Digital Services. And to do this, I'm joined by two fine gentlemen, Sarvant, who is a vice president with Penske Transportation Solutions, and Rajesh, who's a vice president with Hitachi Digital Services. So quick introductions, maybe first Sarvant, if you could go ahead.
Yes, hey Ashwin, I'm Sarvant Singh. I lead data and emerging digital for Penske Transportation Solutions.
Thanks, Rajesh.
Hey Ashwin, good morning. I'm Rajesh Devnani. I lead the energy and utilities vertical at Hitachi Digital Services. In addition, I lead a couple of our strategic client engagements, including Penske.
Awesome. Great. So let's start with you, Sarvant. If you could give a brief overview of Penske Transportation Solutions, its business, and the digital transformation initiative, really, that was undertaken by you in partnership with HDS.
Penske is a leading provider of transportation solutions, specializing in truck rental, leasing, logistics, and supply chain management. With a fleet of over 430,000 trucks, we play a critical role in sustaining supply chain operations across North America. Our digital transformation journey with Hitachi focused on delivering AI-powered solutions, integrating those into our fleet operations. We delivered two key innovations. First, a guided repair solution, which delivers real-time diagnostic insights to our 11,500 technicians spread across 990 locations. And then a proactive diagnostic system that predicts potential vehicle failures before they occur. And the results have been remarkable. We were able to prevent vehicle breakdowns, enhance vehicle uptime, and improve technician efficiency. And this transformation wasn't just about implementing technology. It was about solving real-world problems, making a difference in our customers' lives, and making sure our fleet is running efficiently.
Thanks, Arvind. So Rajesh, clearly a critical initiative for Penske. So what was Hitachi Digital Services' approach to all of this? What capabilities did you bring to the table?
Sure, Ashwin. So, you know, long before this concept called co-creation became a buzzword, At Hitachi, we've been living this philosophy for years. And what it essentially implies is that we work in close collaboration with our customers to create solutions which are very novel, which are very innovative, which solve real customer problems, like Sarvant said, and in a way are sort of moonshots, right? So the one Sarvant, for example, alluded to, these are real hard problems to solve. But these are very, very topical and pertinent in terms of like aging workforce issues. You want to bring in more efficiencies. So we look at it in a three-pronged way from a business benefit standpoint, and we lead with a consultative approach. Now, you could either leverage them for cost efficiency initiatives, you could enable revenue augmentation opportunities, or you could entirely do entire business transformation initiatives. So that's our way of operating. So we work with Penske in close collaboration. I think it's been a great success. We've been together for the last 10 years. And essentially, it's been about Penske bringing in the right domain expertise, subject matter expertise on that. And then we complementing with our technology skills, whether it be in the areas of data science or data engineering. And then also what's really key is the operationalization part, because that's where you have to cross the chasm between a POC and going live at scale in a production environment. So yeah, we brought in those skills to complement the strong domain skills that Penske had. And of course, the collaboration matters the most.
Yep, sure. Thanks, Rajesh, for that. So Sarvant, back to you. You alluded a bit to the outcomes of this engagement, and it's a key element whenever we talk about large transformation initiatives. So what would be the significant outcomes that you saw from this transformation, and how would you describe HDS's role as a partner in this journey as well?
Yeah, this transformation has delivered three key outcomes, I would say, that has fundamentally changed our fleet operations. First, the proactive diagnostic solution that helped prevent vehicle failures. So last year alone, we prevented 90,000 trucks from failing on the side of the road. Now, this isn't just a number. These are real trucks driven by real drivers transporting real cargo. Second, our guided repair solution facilitated 117,000 repair sessions last year alone. That led to reduction in labor hours per repair event and helped our technicians work more efficiently. Third, this robust predictive maintenance capability we have built that has led to transforming our fleet maintenance capability from reactive to proactive. And Hitachi was instrumental in delivering these outcomes. The data science capability Hitachi team brought to the table that was key in training these predictive maintenance models on our decades of fleet maintenance data. And Hitachi has a great collaborative approach. They really work as part of your team, so much so that on days it was difficult to tell who is from Penske and who's from Hitachi.
That's interesting, Sevan. So Rajesh, would you want to add on to that? So what does a true partnership equation look like, but both from a client and a service provider perspective? And what learnings did you take away from this journey?
Yeah, so I mean, I couldn't have said it better than Sarvant. You know, it's at times very difficult to distinguish a Hitachi person from a Penske person. That's the nature of the collaboration and the engagement we have had over the years. I think there have been quite a few learnings along the way. It's been a 10-year long journey. And what we have realized is that, of course, trust in each other is first and foremost. It's the ability to bring forth the hard, difficult issues, put them on the table, and discuss and resolve in a spirit of transparency that matters the most. The other few learnings have been, it's a long-term game, right? Analytics is not a short-term game. So you have to be in that journey for long. Like I said earlier, you have to productize it, bring it to scale. Otherwise, you are just with a POC, which doesn't deliver the business impact. And very soon, all the excitement kind of peters out. So it's important to have that long-term focus, long-term orientation for us to deliver collectively the business benefits that we set out to achieve at the beginning of the engagement. I think, you know, all in all, it's been a long, great collaborative journey. So the other thing is, you need to have the big picture vision, you also need to have an eye for detail and granularity. It may sound a bit paradoxical, but both are important. So you have to begin with the end in mind. You have to think about what's my end-term goal, what am I trying to achieve from outcome standpoint, but then the ability to navigate through the details, drill down, and have the right competence in place to support each other. So I think this has been a stellar combination of capabilities across Penske and Hitachi, which has really brought these solutions to life, and the journey continues. So we are onto multiple other things in addition to what we have achieved till date. And this is definitely a long-term collaboration between two partners, and it's very, very strategic in nature.
Yep. So the right AI and data foundation, meeting domain expertise, meeting collaboration, it is the recipe for tangible business outcomes rather than doing AI for the sake of AI, as Sarvant would put it. Great. This has been a great story. So Sarvant, Rajesh, thank you so much for joining us. And we wish you both and your organizations all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.